Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Oh, what a great day.
Great day. It does feel like a great day. Beautiful weather out. It's almost the weekend. Man, oh, man. We haven't started our Civil War yet, which is great. So, you know, yeah, it feels good.
Let me tell you how nice it is and how nice it's been and how nice it's going to be. I got the Jeep in the driveway, and that thing does not have a top.
Mm-hmm.
That's how nice it is in November in Michigan right now.
It's been great. I mean, it's not going to last. We're all going to be screwed. We're going to get pile-drived by some snow here pretty soon. But for now, enjoy it. Enjoy it, folks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deter you from having
it. I mean, if you guys think about it, Halloween, it's snowed plenty of times on Halloween, like majorly. Look at it now, dude. You can go out and golf. People are out jogging.
To be fair, Halloween this year was gorgeous, but then the day after was absolute. We got a little bit of snow. Nothing stuck. We had that kind of lake effect, but yeah.
Yeah, no middle ground there. It's either 32 and 80-mile-an-hour gusts or 65 and sunny.
How it goes. Well, anyway, I digress. Folks, we got to keep her moving. It is the Plan B Morning Show, and it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Boom. Let's see here. Actually, this is kind of an interesting story. A study conducted in Germany may have pointed a way for concerts to resume during the pandemic. On August 22nd, German musician Tim Benzko performed in front of 1,200 fans at the Leipzig Arena in Leipzig, Germany, with a wide set of safety protocols in place. Researchers found that the risk of the coronavirus spreading at similar events was low to very low if the protocols include adequate ventilation, strict hygiene protocols, and limited capacity. However, the study has yet to be peer-reviewed, and the New York Times reports, quote, some experts expressed skepticism about the results, saying they needed to be replicated and reviewed, and that more information was needed about how researchers used the modeling. Fans and production staff volunteered to take part in the study. All were tested before going inside the arena. Each person was given a hand disinfectant laced with a fluorescent dye and digital location tracker. Different social distancing scenarios were employed over a 10-hour period, including breaks for the fans to go to the bathroom and to simulate buying food and drinks. So, you know, this is interesting because, Hunter, you and I have talked about this, and there have been bands that have literally already said, look, we're not doing anything until 2022. Mm-hmm. So, literally a year and a half away, if not more. So,
here's the thing. All right. I'm trying to, like, imagine experiencing this in Germany, all right? So you walk in. What are you there for? You're there for to watch a band and have a good time, right?
Yep.
Everything's happy and fun. You're going to get to that point where you're like, yeah. But it's like you got to go through airport security. Like, there's so many things in between the funness that it's like, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, is it worth the risk? First off, that's the biggest question. Is it worth the risk to everybody? Are you really going to go through the checkpoints all the time? Are you going to want to wait for a bathroom? Are you going to want to wait for food to finally get to the concert? And, all right, we're here. This is great. No, dude, I just had to go through like an hour and a half of security. Like, I'm ready to go home at that point. Just saying.
It is a lot of work, but, I mean, people are passionate about music. So they may be willing to, you know, go through all of this to see their favorite bands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that going to bump ticket prices up because there's less people there? You know, they can only have so many. Are they going to do multiple nights? Like, okay, yeah, we're having this show, but we're going to do it, you know, three nights in a row so we can, you know, actually get the same amount of people that we would. What I like, though, with all the stuff we still need to work out, I like that they are working on ways. And it's not perfect right now. It's far from it. But at least they are trying different things to hopefully get us to a point where we can safely go and experience live music that we all love so much. You know what I mean? I guess that's kind of where I'm at with it.
I hear you, man. You know, I'm all about concerts and I'm all about people going and having fun and enjoying it. But if the news stories are real and if this situation is as serious as they are saying, is it really worth the risk? That's my question. I'm not trying to be a Karen here, guys.
Yep.
But you know what? All you Karens out there saying that it's so dangerous and so ridiculous. And so if it is it worth the risk to put the horns up for an hour and headbang? That's what I'm saying.
That's what we need to figure out. So hopefully we find a viable solution to keep everyone safe and we can rock out. But right now, the Germans and some other people are working on it. So that's what we got. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1959, Bryan Adams was born in Vancouver, Canada. Obviously, nice. Bryan's big hit that everyone knows. He had a lot, but his big one is Summer of 69.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. Great song.
Summer of 69 sounded pretty badass after that song.
It's great, man. I will say, though, that is a great song, but it is almost overplayed. One of my favorite songs off the same album, Reckless, in 1984, was Run to You. God, that's a good song. That's just a badass song. So, anyway. All right, there you go. Happy birthday, Ryan. We love you.
There you go, kid.
We'll be back with more of that Your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.